This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody. We're here in the Adcox Center studio today, and I have a couple gentlemen here joining me in the studio. And it's not too bad out there today, and so hopefully you got out and enjoyed it since we were under 100 today. Today I have with us, we have Chris, the owner of Chris, Langford B&L Performance, and then Clint, owner of Roseburg Towing, and they are current president and past president of the LaTip Group here locally. So they're here to talk to me about that today. Let us know all about LaTip and what you guys do and what the group's about and some of the activities or events that you have coming up. So, Chris, you are the outgoing president.
I was president for the last 2 years, so I'm currently the past president of the group.
Past president. And he's here mentoring.
Yep.
Clint here, which is really nice. I like the way you guys do your process of incoming and outgoing. That's really nice because it's nice to not just be like, here's your job and have a nice
day. Definitely nice to have somebody.
Definitely helps, yeah.
So one of the questions that I had for you is, honestly, can you tell us what LaTip is? What the group, that's kind of, it sounds like you're going around tipping people. So tell us the basis of the group.
Kind of in a sense, you're kind of doing that in a way. Basically, LaTip is a bunch of different businesses in the area that meet every week, once a week on Thursdays. We usually meet about 7 a.m. And basically, we're passing business to each other. You know, we have just about every kind of business you can think of that's in there, and there's been times where we've been up to like 50 different businesses in there, and each one of them represents a certain category. It could be plumbing, or it could be towing like me, or automotive. It could be pest control, realtor. There's just a bunch of them, but you're only allowed one per category, there's no conflict there. And we just help each other out, and if you might have somebody that's in there, our friend that you know, or maybe somebody that's moving to the area that needs pest control or looking for a house, or and we basically have this list of people that I have just the person for you to do that. We hold each other to a high standard because you're passing business to each other, back and forth to each other, and we use each other as well. So, that's the biggest part of it is trying to make sure we're passing business to each other. But probably the most important part is trying to pass business outside the community. That's why we all joined, was trying to, not outside the community, but outside of our circle, is to try to expand our business and the amount of people that know about it and basically on a referral basis.
So it's really good networking group for business owners then.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, I think that like what you said too, is it's like when you put that referral out there, or being able to use that person and having that wonderful experience with them, and then knowing that multitudes of people have had an excellent experience with them, or how they handle their book of business or their lines of business, is really important, so that you can have that confidence behind that. So and you said it's all kinds of different categories.
There's a ton.
Several hundred
potential categories. Okay.
Yeah. Potential, yeah. And we don't have that many in at the moment, but you could have up to, it's really great.
Well, I always joke around that every time I meet somebody and they're like really creative and just have this high energy personality, I'll be like, do you work at FCC Commercial? Because they just snag up these really creative, high energy, fun people. And so it never surprises me when I click with somebody and I'm like, find out they work there. So it's kind of like that. You meet these people or you get to use them, and then you're their services or their business for something. Uh-huh. And then you're like, that's just a good quality person, and I feel confident referring them to them. So that's really nice. I mean, you see it on Facebook all the time. Anybody know a plumber? Anybody uh-huh. know a roofer? Anybody yeah. know yep. whatever? And it's like, how do you refer that if you don't know, you know, for either firsthand and had a wonderful experience, or you can share it in this group, people that have had wonderful experiences.
Yeah. And the group is all made up of people and businesses that we could rely on. And, you know, that's the big part, is you can send this referral and put your name on it, because these people are very qualified professionals that are in the group, you know, so.
They're known and trusted, and
yeah, that's what
do a good job.
Always talk about. It's like, would that person, they'd want me to treat whoever they sent me like it was family. And so that's how we always look at it, you know, at our office, is trying to treat people like it's somebody's mom or aunt or, you know, uncle or whoever, because it is, you know, sitting across from you. So,
yeah.
So if somebody is interested, because I know you guys are looking to add members to it, too. So how does one become a member of LATIP?
So we have a couple different methods. I mean, you can contact or talk to any one of our current members if, you know, you may know someone or have heard about it. We've got a Facebook page, a website. Those are pretty easy ways to contact LATIP of Roseburg. It's pretty straightforward as far as inquiring about it. And we also do events. So what we have coming up here on the 17th is one of our quarterly business mixers. And that's pretty much an open invite to any prospecting or potential, you know, businesses that are looking to expand their network.
Well, and it sounds like you guys are just a great group to be around and to network with. So that's...
In a sense, you almost become a family in a way. And
right, right. Well, so I know you had told me, Chris, that you'd been in it since 2019?
18. I've been 18? In it since 18, yeah.
So what's your longest standing member?
up until just recently, we've had one of our longest members retire, actually retire.
And COVID did that to a lot of people.
Yeah.
They decided, now's my time. I'm done.
I think some of the longer standing members, you know, now it's finally time, because this was just a big change in business, you know. But we've had several members 20 years in the group, you know, or founding members, you know, that have just recently during COVID, you know, mm-hmm. retired and stuff like that, you know, so.
Well, yeah, we have one particular person that's, it's not the same representative, but the same company still in there. And they were there, one of the original peoples, and that was probably almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're still in
there. The founder.
Yeah. We were one of the founders, and the group is still in there today. Different representative, but still there.
Well, I mean, that just shows the value of it, though, because sometimes it is like that. Once you get into something and it's a really good thing, you're like, okay, well. Mm-hmm. I love this, and this has worked
they
well for
benefits.
Me and for and for the business, and so let's do that. Oh, and so what are some of the benefits that your organization offers to local businesses other than the networking? Or both of you are business owners, so can you speak to maybe what it's done for each of you?
So I'll go on about basically exactly what the draw was for me. I was invited as a guest, and I formed my basically my business entity in the configuration that we're in right now in 2016, so or end of 16, so basically 2017, and I was in a large growth period, and I was wanting to get more involved in the community. I was invited to the group, and I walked into this group as a new business owner, needing to make connections and relationships and everything like that, and also with a million questions in business, you know, mm-hmm. coming into my business with a skill set, now doing business on my own, you know, there's a lot of spaces to fill. There was for me, you know, and so I walked into this room and immediately was introduced to 50 different business owners. And it was the first meeting I went to. I knew I need to be a part of this. This is going to be huge for me. And I've met some of my strongest, best business relationships through this group. And it's anything from just increased revenue to, the referrals are huge, but also using the group. That was the biggest thing I did. I did at first was I needed help with like payroll and,
so some mentorship from
huge,
people that have already walked
huge,
that mile.
And it was, you could stand up as a new business owner. I could ask any person in that group, hey, I'm going through this. And there was an answer. And so that was the big draw for me, because it was almost like a, getting a kickstart into a ton of wisdom and experience,
That sounds invaluable, actually.
It is. I could not put a value on that. Invaluable is about as accurate as it comes for that.
Well, and I'm watching you say it, and I can see your passion and your excitement when you talk about it. And I can see that it made a difference for you,
Absolutely.
In your confidence as a business owner. So that's an extra perk.
Yeah.
And Clint, what about you?
So for me, we're a little bit different type of story. We've been in business since 1969, so it's, we're very well established. But, like any business, you always can use more business. And I'm second generation, so I'm trying to get two out there in the community and get to, face-to-face with people, and so they have a face to the name and build some trust, and just – keep the company where it was at and hopefully moving forward. And, I was invited, actually, not going to lie, probably two or three times in two or three years. And mm-hmm. is it money-wise and just everything, that's involved, was it going to be beneficial or not going to be beneficial? And finally, I'm going to go. It's free breakfast. I'm gonna go check it out. Who doesn't like free breakfast? No, but basically, I showed up and was very impressed. Just like Chris said, 50 different businesses right in front of you. And these are people that not only I can use and learn from. Obviously taking over a company myself, and have questions for those people are obviously going to need my help at different times, whether it's a lockout or a jump start or a tire change or a fuel delivery, all these types of things happen to these different businesses, And so if they have a family member or they have a friend or an employee or whatever, I'm the one they think about, and you can't have a better sales force out there than having 50 other businesses or whatever the number is at that particular moment, that's involved in the group. Out there selling for you, it's like you hired a sales force, and that's exactly what it is. They're out there, if it could be a realtor that needs a carpet cleaning, and they're going to go to MasterCare for that, because they're in the group. It could be maybe they need some pest control at this new house that these people are wanting to move into, and so they're going to call Long's Pest Control. There's just all these different people that are in the group that are going to get used or referred because of the group, and you just can't not want to be a part of that, plain and simple.
Well, you guys have made a really good pitch for this. So we've talked about the group a little bit, touched on that and what it's done for you guys individually. So when we come back from break, I think we'll try to talk about the investment from people for you. So this is your cue. Sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. This is Shannon Sebastian, and we have Clint with Roseburg Towing and Chris with B&L Performance. Chris, what is B&L Performance?
So it's just BL.
Oh, BL. Oh, I said and. B yeah. and L.
Okay. Yeah. The logo makes kind of people think of the and, but it essentially stands for Brittany Langford. It's basically, so Brittany Langford was my wife. She passed away in 2013, and I took some time off of work for a while, and she was a car girl and I was a car guy. That's what brought us together. And when I went back into business and decided to take on employees and everything like that, I kind of felt it was an opportunity to put her logo somewhere and to have it there. And so it's one of those that the name means everything for us, you know? And
right.
So, yeah, it's a big part of our culture. And yeah.
Oh, so. I love that story. And you do, so what, if I come to you and I bring my car, are you going to soup it up? Do you guys add the extra aftermarket accessories? Do you make me go faster? Because I do like that option.
Yeah. So we do a lot of that. It is in the name. We also do everything from a basic oil change to high level engine diagnostics, you know, engine repair, everything like that. You know, so we're very good at electrical systems, so modern day vehicles. And we've got service department, wheel and tire department, and automotive detailing department. So and also then the aftermarket side of things fits in there as well. So pretty much just about whatever you want to get done to your vehicle, we can get you taken care of. So
well, I was introducing you and saying the company name a little bit wrong, but I was like, I have to even know exactly what you are doing.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, because I'm like, if I don't know, then maybe they don't know out there. So glad we talked about that. So before the break, we talked about, you know, your guys' experience with LATIP and what it's done for your businesses and, you know, and other things, just, you know, personally, your feelings and the mentorship and stuff like that. So, you know, that's something that you guys offer, and that people are able to come get free breakfast. So you're baiting them in with bacon. That's what I got from Clint.
Just the initial first meeting.
Only the first time. Only the first visit. Okay. So is there any membership or dues or requirements for somebody if they want to?
Yeah. So there is, and it's actually part of what makes this group work. Is we do hold a standard. There are requirements for basically participation and passing business and showing up and, you know, being a part of the group. And so it's a little bit less overall. So it's a little bit less than $100 a month to essentially hire on this sales force. And so we have an average value of each seat, and it's about $1,000 in revenue, or sorry, it's more than that. It's about $1,300 in revenue per month per seat. So there is a pretty substantial return on investment there, just, you know, in comparison to what you're putting out versus what you're getting. Mm-hmm. And then plus all of the additional benefits of being a part of the group, especially, you know, for whatever your needs are, if you're a new business or newer business or been around forever and you just, you know, you want that sales force.
And even if you personally needed something done around your house to have this group that says, oh, this is your guy, go to this guy. I mean, it's always nice to have recommendations. I like to do, you know, get those myself from a trusted friend or family member and say, oh, who did this for you? So yeah. I think that.
Well, and even for somebody like me that's got an established business, it's really helped having these other people that have been, you know, you don't always even as a person have all the answers, you know, and maybe there's always more than one way to do it. And maybe there's an easier way or whatever, you know, being able to go to these different members of the group and ask them, you know, how are you doing this? You know, I don't like the results I've been getting. You know, do you have another idea? You know, it's just been amazing.
And everybody's sounds like they're more than willing to share their experiences.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, and as far as the business passing goes, is kind of like when I first joined, I just started digging into the group and figuring out who I could use the most. And it's just one of those things that comes back around. You know, you start using people in the group and then they start coming to you, and it's just immediate return on investment. And so Awesome.
And that's what everybody wants to talk about when they're talking about business, or, you know, what's my ROI on that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of group, a lot of us in the group that are basically what you would consider power partners of each other, because we can really help each other out.
Well, and there's naturally going to be those people that you're going to get asked more about something along a certain line or industry of work or whatever, that would just make it, you know, more natural for people to send people to you. So that completely makes sense to me. And so you meet how often again?
Once a week. Our specific group meets Thursday mornings. We're actually out at the country club. So we meet, the meeting starts kind of a meet and greet portion at 7. You have to be there by 7. Then you have an hour to have breakfast and kind of network a little bit, talk to, you know, your co-members or whatever. And then at 8:15. 7:15, not 8:15, 7:15. The meeting officially starts, and basically we go over reports or updates, you know, whatever's kind of going on within the group. And then we start a round of 30-second commercials. So every day, each business gives a 30-second spiel on what their, you know, maybe their best way to tip them that week is, or what they have going on in their business.
An specials update, they might be running.
You know, yeah, specials, whatever it is. And it's updates every week, or just education on what you do specifically, or even for new members building trust, you know. And so, yeah.
Well, it's always evolving. Like, people have their busier times sometimes than others. They may have a slower time of the year. So I think that, you know, that's good for it to be ever evolving and ever changing. That's really cool about that. It's every week you get to say something. So
yes.
Well, you guys make it sound pretty enticing. The 7, that might be 1 week commitment. You got to be committed, though.
I'm not a morning person, and I've made a change. Wouldn't live without it, basically, at this point.
So we all know that with COVID, we had to bend and flex or adapt, I guess, and change in some ways. I mean, maybe not you as much with the towing, but, yeah. You know, I mean, people were or weren't doing things either due to the influx of money or the lack thereof. I mean, everybody was kind of in their own boat. So did you guys see a big change with the businesses and in adaptation during that time, or how did that affect your group?
Yeah, so the adaptation was the big part. So, you know, the COVID hit, and everybody was scared, you know, what's going to happen, that people started laying off right out of the gate and then rehiring right after that, you know. But the big thing, you know, for me was being able to having the asset of this group, having bankers and, you know, payroll specialists, like, oh my gosh, are we, you know, is our unemployment rates going to go through the roof because we've just laid people off? You know, all of mm-hmm. those answers were there. And so being a part of this group, we had the information to, you know, potentially get into first round of PPP protection, you know, or different fundings, you know, the government, you know, had for businesses. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have known about any of it, you know, not being part of this group. Mm-hmm. And so with that, you know, having kind of the forefront of what's going on with all of the government, you know, help and whatnot, and then also having the economic scare, we all were using each other, you know, even doing a little bit of above and beyond to make sure that, you know, each and every member is, you know, getting taken care of and, you know,
has a support group,
staying busy and, you know, doing whatever they possibly can to help each other out.
And like you said earlier, you had mentioned it's almost like a family, mm-hmm. but to have this family that's also somewhat going through, even though there's all these different industries or categories that you have them put under, it's like, it's still, we're still just human beings going through this together in the same community. So
yeah, and we were one of the probably only groups that actually continued to still try to meet in some form or fashion. And if it wasn't in person, we were doing it online or, mm-hmm. or whatever. We just wanted to keep making sure that we kept those connections going, and what can we do to help each other out, and what areas and whatever else.
You know, honestly, this is how it just should be in life. Yeah. So the fact that it's a group is great, but this is how we should just be working, is find these wonderful people that you feel comfortable with and blessed with. And I think a lot of us do that. But the fact that you guys have put it together in a format where it's also equitably a support group, equitably a mentorship, you know, it's just really sounds great. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah,
for keeping it going, because of something, just because it was started a long time ago, if it's not great, doesn't have benefits, it's not going to still be there. So, you know, you guys, this group has lasted through about 3 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
About that.
Yeah.
So
that's just our local chapter too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's chapters nationwide. You know, and so there's extended network for, you know, I mean, you can be traveling and go to a meeting somewhere if you wanted to, you know, just touch base with another chapter. So
that would be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have either of you guys ever done
no,
that?
I haven't. I should have when I traveled this last summer, but I didn't end up doing it. But yeah,
I think that would be different. But I didn't know with being both of you have holding the title of president, you know, at one time or another, that if you hadn't just done that just to see, my husband joined the Oregon Hunters Association board a number of years ago. And my background in volunteerism was with Miss Douglas County and stuff like that. And so I always said, if you step up and you get on a board or you get in a group, then you step up and you step up big. And so, you know, you need to go to these other places and see them. And it's really interesting to see how other groups do their business or their banquets or their whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It was just kind of like,
we do have some different online tools that, you know, and meetings with other groups where we can network back and forth as board members.
Mm-hmm.
And that does help a lot, you know, being able to get that information on how some other groups are doing certain things or how they're dealing with certain things or new ideas, you know, to just spark things and, you know, keep it alive and keep it going good.
Well, I think that, you know, there has to be value in that, because, you know, just like the pandemic, that was nationwide. I mean, that was worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as simple as Facebook algorithms, you know, having somebody that's already knows the updates and can give you those quick in and out, it can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like always nice to have those go-to people in your pocket. So let's take a break here, and then we're going to come back and I want to hear about your event. So this is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and we're sponsored by Premier Insurance. Be back here in just a moment on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian here on Your Cue on KQEN News Radio. And I have the former and current president of the LaTip Roseburg Group here in studio today. And we've been talking about the benefits of joining their group and what it's done for them personally and for their business. So if you're a small business owner out there, is there any certain categories you gentlemen are looking that aren't filled, or it sounds like there's a lot of options? Somebody should just come check you guys out.
Yeah, there's a large list. So it's, yes, there's
you
lots,
can find
lots of
some room then is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I know you talked about the breakfast and that people can come to that. So, but you have an event that we touched on just slightly earlier. Can you guys go into more specifics on what that event is, where it's at, all of that?
So basically it's going to be on the 17th, which is a Thursday. The event's going to start off at 5:30 in the evening. So hopefully people can get off work and buzz out there, you know, maybe even get off a little early if it, you know, if they can. And basically it's kind of like a, I don't know if you want to call it a fair or what you would call it, but basically it's inside the room, everybody basically has like a booth set up basically. And it's, we call showboating basically, where they have like flyers and maybe a picture of some things that they can do, or it could be a video or you know, just something in their booth space that kind of talks a little bit about what they do, and they can talk a little bit about what they do. And it's basically networking and, you know, getting to meet hopefully more other business owners and kind of show them what it's all about and what we do and how we pass business to each other and help each other out. And there's a dinner afterwards, and we're going to be doing some raffle prizes. And we have a grand prize raffle of a 50-inch TV, so that might be worth just showing up for.
And you said it's at 5:30, but where? Is it at the
Country Club
of Well?
Yes. Yep.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Yes. I know that's where you said you did your musings, but I wasn't sure with that event if that's exactly where it was. So 5:30, June 17th, which is a Thursday, at the Roseburg Country Club, La Tip. And that's where they can network with current members and also learn more about your group. I mean, I know we covered quite a bit.
It's essentially a showcase of what the group can offer, you know, so it's your way to really get to see, you know, and educate yourself if you're interested on everyone in the group who's currently there and who's doing business. And so, and you know, just the networking, you know, this is the going to be one of the first opportunities that anyone has had to really get together in a public, you know, networking, you know, space. We will be, you know, I don't know what the exact occupancy maximum is, but it's, you know, for that venue, it's actually pretty high. So we expect to be able to house quite a few people for the event. And so, but yeah, it's, there's a lot of people who are looking to get out and just do
back
something.
Some normalcy.
You know, yeah, get back. So we're calling it getting back to business, you know. And so this will be the first bigger event of 2021 for us. And so we're just hoping to get the ball rolling again. And like I said, get back to business and, you know, passing more and more business and dollars in your pocket. Yeah, so
adding more business to pass, you know, as well. So,
right. I think that with COVID, you know, we had talked about that. It's like my first show was actually with 1257 Boutique, which is a new place that started, I think she said, literally less than a month, couple weeks, and COVID hit when they opened their doors. And so it's like none of us have really got out to shop or go or do a lot even during COVID, unless it was like Home Depot's or Lowe's, because everybody did home repairs and stuff while they were stuck at home. So I feel like there's new business out there that has tried to start during this time even, and we don't even know about them.
Yeah.
So I would encourage places like that to come out and
absolutely,
and get with some established business owners as well. So that's really, well, that's an exciting event, and it's exciting that we're starting to do things again.
Yes,
I'm really happy about that.
Yes.
So during the break, I was telling the gentleman that we are having a parade, which we talked about last week on my show. And so Alan was on here with me, and we talked about our July 3rd parade. So I was telling the guys, you got to get your cool performance cars out there and Clint one of your cool towing trucks or something.
Yes.
And come. So I welcome you guys to that, and tell all your La Tip people to come. It would be fun. So there's
absolutely
your La Tip challenge for the day.
Yeah, we can do a little announcement for you. We'll plug you.
Thank you. I actually think Chris from Patriot Stump Grinding already did, and that's awesome. So I'm like,
yeah, he's been a great asset to the group too.
Yeah, he's one of our newer members, and he's just kicking butt. He's doing awesome. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet him. I haven't even got to meet him, but he heard about it, and and then I had heard that he had shared, so I was like, oh, that's super cool, you know, to know that somebody would now, you know, knowing what that 30-second is, commercial that you guys are talking about, that somebody would have used that to, that's really special. So, feel honored.
But yes. Yeah.
Anyway, we'd love to have you guys, and it'll be a great time. So, again, let's recap that. It's June 17th, which is a Thursday, starts at 5:30.
In the evening, yep.
At the Roseburg Country Club. And that's the La Tip of Roseburg.
Correct.
That's what they call it.
There'll be a dinner that evening, and like I said, some prizes and stuff that we're going to be raffling off. And so yes. It's a pretty fun event.
I like the big screen TV idea. That's a catch.
It's popular.
Everybody's got to go for that.
It's definitely popular, yeah.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, too, was what?
So if that's something that they are interested in coming to, on our website, there is a link at the very top that they can click on to get an invite to the so it is something you need to get
an invite. And that was my actual question. Mm-hmm. What is specifically your website address?
So it's latipofroseburg.com, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And La Tip of Roseburg on Facebook as well, if they just
We do have
that.
It on Facebook, but there's not a link. But if you just Google up La Tip of Roseburg, it'll pop up, and then go to the website. And then at the top of the page, there's a link that you can click on, and it'll ask a little bit of information. You send it, and somebody will get back to you with your invite.
And so I know you talked about the membership, which was, you said, roughly $100 a month if somebody's interested. Is there an application process, too, or a vetting, or
that goes with that? There's an inspection that happens to basically look. We have an inspector. We have a couple inspectors, but they go to the business and ask them, kind of learn about their business, and they in turn come back to the chapter and provide a report, explaining, this is a good fit for us. These are the reasons, why we,
should, it's a viable business,
should use them. Mm-hmm. And then we vote on it. And so it helps, because there's been some businesses that have come in that are just kind of looking for, something to do, or maybe not serious. And they, who knows, were cleaning up brush for somebody and smoking a cigarette, on the job. And it's, something that doesn't look good or something like that, And, this is just stuff that, we learn. Is this someone you would want to represent, you and your business?
That you're going to put your name
behind.
Yeah,
we do try to be somewhat selective. We don't just, let everybody in. We want to make sure that they're a good fit and they're going to represent us all well,
That you get the right person, the $100 a month. It's more about the right person.
Yes, exactly. And it's not about trying to collect money.
Right. Well, and that's not really how everybody's benefiting from it, is from the dues portion of it either. It is the referral part.
It's the referral part.
If you refer somebody and they have a horrible experience, they're probably not going to ask you for another referral in the future or your opinion on something. So I would see where that would, carry a lot of weight, and maybe how long some business has been established as well.
That does make a difference sometimes. And whether they... if they're supposed to be insured and licensed and all that, whether they have all that, all that kind of stuff is what that interview process just kind of helps out with.
Right. Are you licensed? Are you bonded? And all those things.
Are you legitimate?
Yes. Yeah, you? Exactly. Are you? And do you know what you're talking about? Well, that's important. I mean, if you're going to put your name behind somebody and referral, I always take that very seriously. And like I said, if I'm going to send somebody somewhere else, it's because I want to know that they're going to be treated like if it was their own mom or grandmother or, whoever, that they're going to be cared for and thought of in that ethical manner. So, and we'd like to think everybody's like that, but that is 100% not the case all the time. So, anyway, I think this is just a great program, and I'm glad that I got to learn a little bit more about it today. And I told, you that I'd be interviewing and listening today.
Well, at the same time,
taking my own notes. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be checking you guys out.
Well, now you'll be able to help somebody
now.
Else learn more. Now you'll know all about it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I hope so. I hope enough people are listening, and business owners. A lot of people have the show on during their business hours and listen to it, and so it's like, Go to the website, go to the Facebook page, come to the meeting. I think I would be surprised if I went, how many people I probably already know, but I just didn't know were in the group.
Yeah.
And so, if they're not able to make it to the mixer, I mean, that's fine. They can still go to our Facebook page and ask, or what is it, the Facebook page? Facebook page, and, ask for an invite I think even on our website, I think there's some links or whatever. But yeah, basically you can still try to get invited to just a normal meeting, and that would be, just fine too. So, or reach out to another member if you know somebody that maybe is involved in it already, and they can send you an invite.
Right. And so how many members do you feel like you currently have?
We currently have 38. Okay. Yeah, 38 as of right now.
So you've got room for, you do have room for more categories.
Oh yes.
Well, there you go.
We'd like to get back to around, 50 or so here in the next, over the next year or something along those lines. So yeah,
for sure.
Well, we're going to take a break and be right back. This is Your Cue on KQAN News Radio. Thank you.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is Shannon Sebastian, and we're back with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And thank you guys for tuning in to the gentleman here with the tip today. And I hope if you have a business and you're not already have attended one of their events, that you attend that one on June 17th, and they would greatly appreciate it. And so we were so grateful to have them. There was a couple of things that we wanted to talk about towards the end of the show today, which is going on in the community. We kind of really would love to get out there and support. And so this weekend is the Lamb Show auction, and I have some supporter information here. So it says, we would greatly appreciate the continued support by so many for our 4-H and FFA youth through the market auction program. As we prepare for the return of the youth components of the Lamb Show and auction for 2021. So it's exciting that we're getting to be back out doing some things in the community. This year, there are three options for supporting. You can attend and bid at the auction in person, June 5th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. They would like you to RSVP. Info is on the 2020 Buyer's Guide. Other options on the info is a buyer's pledge sheet. You can just say you'd like to buy one and for how much, and attend and bid in the auction virtually during the live stream. So they'll be doing it over the internet for people who are unable to or not comfortable. I'm still coming out to activities, and that'll be through i5 auctions. If this is the option that you choose, they would ask you to please register at least 48 hours in advance. So since it's pretty much today or tomorrow, get out there and get that done. That's at i5auctionsonline.com/equipmentfacts. For full information, you can check out the 2021 Buyer's Guide. Make an add-on donation. If you want to buy a specific young person's lamb, you can put your bid out there and just say what you want to add on to it. I know we have a little wall at the office at Premier that has a bunch of the kids have come in, and Cheryl and Alan and the gals have interviewed them, and it's been really just a treat to have them come in. But you can find that at RosebergRotaryFoundation.org for that add-on donation. So, these kids, a lot of them missed out on this, and so this is really exciting to have this back and get back to some sense of normalcy right now and support the youth. And they do really fun things and costume contests, and it's just a really great event. And so go have a great dinner and support the youth with their Lamb Show this weekend. The other thing I did is want to update a little bit on the parade. So since our last show, we've had some exciting developments. We're going to do a full another show on this on July 1st. So right before then, we have a couple fun surprises that we're going to let the cat out of the bag that day. But we have Walani Ice is going to be there that day, and they are making a brand new special shaved ice, and with a special name that they're going to release that day. And so we'd love to have them there, excited about that. I haven't even got to try it yet, but I can't wait. Also, McDonald's has stepped up and will be donating some toys for the toy toss. And so we're really excited about that. So thank you to them. Swanson's Group is sponsoring one of the candy carts. So thank you to the Swanson's Group. Really appreciate that. And again, Patriot Stump Grinding, the Doghouse, Barney's Trophies and Parkway Animal Hospital, Umpqua Funeral Directors, Cascade Community Credit Union, Umpqua Survival, the Elks Lodge for helping with the veterans, Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oregon, and Premier Insurance Group. Thank you to everybody that's stepped up and helped out. And if you're a business and you're interested, we still have that need for another candy cart, and we'd love to have a remote out there. So give us a call if you're interested in sponsoring one of those things on July 3rd. If you have anything that you're interested in having in the parade, please reach out to us. We have it on our Facebook page, which is premierinsurancegroup.com. At the top of the page is pinned the event and also the parade entry form. I see people have been sharing it on Facebook in different groups. And so, you know, really just excited for that event. And honestly, I'm excited to see how much 500 pounds of candy, what that looks like. So, and all these toys. So really excited for the event and for the community response. So a couple more and we'll be completely covered and have a wonderful event that day that we're really excited about. We've got some really unique ideas coming in the parade, and a lot of people that are being very hush-hush about their what their display that they're going to bring. So that's kind of fun that people are having fun. And then also 10 a.m. is the street meet and greet that I was talking to Clint about. And so we'll have first responders, ambulances, ODOT, fire trucks. We're hoping to have Smokey the Bear there, still working on that with DFPA, so hopefully that'll happen. And just some great things for the kids. 11 o'clock we'll be doing the pet parade, and so we have all different kinds of categories, most patriotic, most exotic. We'll have all kinds of prizes for the pet parade. And then at 12 o'clock, of course, will be the grand parade. So super excited to get out there and be doing stuff together, Douglas County. If you know of anybody that has any need or something that you think we should be covering on the show, please let us know about it at yourq.com. Reach out and email us, and we'd love to hear from you. So thanks for today. Thanks to the guys at LATIP. This is Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Have a great day, Douglas County.